Yo, what a do, what a do. It's currently like raining outside. I'm hoping that this works. Bear with me, y'all. Okay. How's everyone doing? And yes, like I said, it's raining. It's like 1 a.m., 2 a.m. And I'm just trying to, reach y'all the best way possible. I love the rain in LA. We don't get it enough. It's that staying weather, that like sleeping weather, and I love it. I really do. And right now my mind's with the less fortunate. My mind is with the homeless people right now. I just can't get my mind off of them. A couple of weeks ago, maybe like a week ago, I had the fortunate opportunity. I had a really it was an amazing opportunity. I was working with this organization, and they give birthday parties to the children that are homeless, the children going through, unfortunate circumstances. And the organization is called Worthy of Love. On Instagram, I believe it's Worthy of Love Productions. And I met some amazing people. And it was, before Christmas. So, you had like that Christmas vibe and, the birthday vibe as well. So it was just an amazing opportunity to give back, to serve, and to learn. It's one thing to be able to, it's one thing to be told, hey, kids are homeless, right? It's one thing to be told that kids go through unfortunate circumstances, but it's another thing for that to like register. From what you're seeing, from what you're feeling, and it's one of those things where it's like I'm better because I was able to see it, but it's still a situation where you don't want to see it, because it shouldn't be happening, not because you're too good for it. Like it breaks my heart to see children and in a space that they can't claim as theirs. It breaks my heart to see children having to go to school, and that with how kids how we were as kids, we're brutal to each other for I don't know for what reason, and like let that information become public, become known. It's used against them. It's put in their face, and it's just one of those things where it's embarrassing, it's disheartening to have to go through at such a young age. And my mind is with them, my heart is with them in this time. And I'm just trying to think about ways to be able to like get back. And I have a couple of tents. When this goes out, I want people to know I have a couple of tents that I can give out. Shout out to Paulie's project. Shout out to Paul and his son, Paulie, and love to them for everything they do, for everything that they do in this community, everyone in that organization, and just giving back, being a community outreach, giving back clothes, giving back hygiene kits, tampons for women, and high razors and those types of things for people that needs them. Food, of course, hot food. And I'm very proud to be a part and to be in service to organizations that are led by people who they live this. They live this. This isn't something that they like use as like a trend. This isn't some like social media trend that they can just hop on and just like, ride the wave. Like, when I'm out there, these are, organizations led by people that really want to see a difference in the community, really want to see a difference in people's lives. And it's just it's magical, it's unbelievable, and it's a blessing to be a part of that. So shout out to Worthy of Love. Shout out to Polly's Project. Shout out to everyone that's either they're doing it by themselves or doing it with the team, just, you know, building up towards, you know, making LA a safer place, making LA a better place for everyone, for all ages, for all people, no matter what their background is, no matter what, you know, they come from and how they identify. So shout out to them. And to everyone, you know, that's fortunate to be inside, you know, I just want people to think about, you know, how fortunate they are, you know, how, you know, in this climate, this economic climate, how, you know, gas prices are going through the roof, how food prices are hitting a new high, not just, you know, fast food, but in the grocery market and everywhere in between. You know, I really want to, you know, take time and just really think about just, you know, where I've came from and how far I've gone from not being able to live for myself to now being able to live on my own and step into the world on my own accord and with my own, you know, my own self, you know, my own self of self-esteem, with my own self of knowing, you know. And it's not easy. You know what I mean? It's not easy. And sometimes I learn about myself the hard way, you know, but at the end of the day and at the start of the day, as long as I have that opportunity to learn about myself, you know, I don't have no room to complain about how I learn about myself. So it's you know, it's this thing called life that, you know, it's a mystery. Shout out to my cat. It's this thing called life. It's a mystery. And I'm just, you know, learning how to be a part of it the best way possible. And I'm thankful for my cat. I'm thankful for, you know, my little boy. What's up, G? What's up, G? Want to say something? Huh? Want to say something? So, you know, I have a lot of stuff in my mind, not only just about, you know, the reality of life, but I'm looking forward to 2024. I have music, man. I have music to put out. I have music. We're talking about Easily. We're talking about Magic. We're talking about Sunflower. We're talking about remastered versions of Finding a Way, Feeling a Rue, No Delay. Like, we're talking about an album. We're talking about music, and I'm excited. I'm ready. I know you better be ready. You better be ready. It's going to be a good year, and it's going to be a year full of ups. It's going to be a year full of lows. And like I say, life is a roller coaster, and I want to keep going forward. You know, it's like this. And as long as I can keep going forward, keep going high, you know, no complaints from me, man. So just a little quick update, clearing my mind. I mean, shout out to my guy, Luca. Shout out to my guy, Justice, Sabelle. Thank you to my guy, Sabelle and Luca. You know, those are my guys with this music thing. And, you know, music is amazing. You know, we're not in the best space with hip hop, but I got y'all. I got you with pop, rap, hip hop. I got y'all with everything. You can do anything you put your mind and heart to. And the quicker you believe that, man, nothing can break your bubble. Nothing can pop your bubble. Okay. And yeah, I look good. I cut off my hair, you know. I cut my hair a couple weeks ago. I cut the locks off, and I had more hair than this. And I circled back to the shop. Shout out to Jorge. And I was like, let me get like a buzz cut, you know. Let me cut it lower, because I'm just in love with the lightness. You know, for anyone that has locks or had hair like I did, you really do feel lighter once it gets cut off. It's an actual weight on your shoulders, on your head. And ever since cutting that off, I just fallen in love with that lightness. And I want to feel light and see what I did there? I want to feel enlightened. Okay, whatever. Anyway, shout out to Jorge, shout out to Kat, shout out to Purpose LA, shout out to Money, shout out to Trent, shout out to everyone up there in Burbank, shout out to Purpose LA again. Amazing people that, they're great at what they do, providing a great service for anyone that's looking to get an amazing haircut. They provide excellent customer service. They provide excellent customer experience. They have, they have the drink bar, the coffee bar, the hot chocolate bar. They provide not just sit in the chair and get a haircut, but sit in the chair and get a haircut. You could get the steam towel, you get the massage hand thing that they like. Jorge, he gets like the steam towel and gets like the massage thing and just massage, the face. I think he puts like some lavender spray, just make everything smell good and feel good. Like they have so many different services there for everyone. It's a team that's filled with different people with backgrounds, and it's like the Avengers, man. It really is. Everyone has their own different background. Everyone has like their own skill set. And it's just a swagger up there that's just unbelievable. So again, shout out to Purpose LA. Go and get your hair cut. And don't just take my word for it. Like go. If you're wherever you are in LA, like it's worth the trip. It's worth the experience because they don't just, what's up? They don't just like, all right, next. They want you there. They want you to enjoy your time. They want you to, come back and be, a loyal customer. They really go out of their way to make you feel like you're heard, make you feel seen. And they got new TVs up in there. Like they got one TV that's like playing college football. The other TV's playing like soccer, football. And like the other TV is like just playing like a show. Like they're always upgrading the room, always upgrading the space, always like just adding new upgrades and improvements. And it's a culture up there. It's a culture of excellence. It's a culture of togetherness. And when you're a part of that firsthand, it's addicting. You want to be a part of that culture. You want to be a part of that togetherness. And it's just amazing to see that. And I've been going to Purpose LA since 2021 when the hair was growing out, but I was just getting a fade and a crispy lineup on the beard. And I don't, other than my guy Mario with his up, his barber shop, I don't know anyone else that I can trust with my hair and with my beard. So much love to everyone that's, planning for an amazing year. Don't just, don't start until, don't start January 1st. Start now. Okay. And yeah, love y'all. Cheers.